listeners. My name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to
The Wave of Wire.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Wave of Wire Radio. My name is James and as always I'm joined by my co-host Tim. Tim, how are you tracking today?
James, we're in the midst of playoffs.
Fantastic time, playoffs.
We're in the midst of DFS. Well, not for me. Not with the Denver Nuggets out of contention.
Not for someone who took work off for the Denver Nuggets playoff push, only for it to fall short, Tim.
This is true. We have to take work off 3 weeks in advance. And 3 weeks in advance I thought the Nuggets were home and hosed. I thought this was it. Nuggets playing the first playoffs I can remember because I didn't care about basketball in 2012, let's be honest. And after about a week, things started to look, you know, bit crazy. Then the Nuggets lost to Portland and all of a sudden, here we are. I've got no work, got no uni, nothing. I'm just sitting at home watching the playoffs. Hey.
It's not a bad result.
Be better if the Nuggets were in it, but can't complain. Still got, I mean, so I'm here to do all the DFS for you guys because I watch every single game.
Two young Australian boys out on the town, Tim. That's where we should be.
I've got an NBA playoffs to watch, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
All right, Tim. Well, we're just going to give a little bit of an update today. This is a DFS themed podcast, as always.
We can't do classic fantasy, can we? Yeah,
can you do that for playoffs? You can do a draft and everything? Maybe somewhere they offer that. I don't know.
No, I think it's more brackets than anything else.
But, so we talked last week about all the matchups to exploit and everything. So we've seen one game now. We've seen the game plans, and we're going to give you a little bit of an update on how things fared and how our predictions went, and some things we can change, just some things to keep in mind over the next couple of games or so. So everyone's played so far, so we can go through everything. And so Tim, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, we'll start with the Cavs and the Pacers.
Interesting matchup so far.
We were correct completely with who to pick from that series. You pick LeBron James,
yep.
Paul George, Jeff Teague. They're our top three. But Kevin Love has proved himself.
Yeah, Kevin Love played quite well, and so did Kyrie Irving.
You should have seen him yesterday, James, against the against the Pacers.
Who else were they going to be playing?
But you should have seen him in the third quarter. Oh, my 27, word.
27, 11, and 3 for Kevin Love.
Oh, my word. He took over in the third quarter. In between 3 minutes 48 and 2 minutes, he scored 10 points, took 2 charges, had a block shot. He did everything. He took over.
As we said, all the points are going to come from
the big three from big three. Cleveland and then Paul George and Jeff Teague.
Yeah, exactly.
Miles Turner has not proved himself.
He's been getting dominated by Tristan Thompson, Tim.
Which is funny, because we trashed Tristan Thompson.
Well, Tristan Thompson hasn't done much himself. It's just he has stopped Miles Turner from doing things. So, look, LeBron James, 25, 10, 7, 4, 4. It's pretty much what we expect from the king at this point.
You expect him to get 60 fantasy points. That's what we expect from him.
Kevin Love, 27, 11, and 3. That's a pretty good line in the second matchup.
Yep.
He had, in the first one, I think he played all right. He still had pretty similar numbers to that. I'm not sure if he scored.
He got 48 fantasy points in that one. He's got 54 this time. So he's still keeping up his good form.
Yeah, in the first meeting, he had 17 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist.
Not as good.
He only played the 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So he played 38 today. But Kyrie scored 23 in the last meeting. LeBron scored 32. So it's the same. Look, it's the same trend. Except for in the first meeting, Channing Frye managed to get into double figures. Did not today.
They missed a couple of easy shots. Kyle Korver.
The points distribution was pretty funny, actually, Tim.